but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
There is a big-time event going on in Portland this weekend. Friday, Saturday, Sunday will be table tennis. Ping pong, table tennis. That's right. And we're going to be joined here in a few minutes by an Olympian who will be playing for one of the teams, the Portland Paddlers. That is one of the four teams that will be playing this weekend at the Oregon Convention Center. Major League Table Tennis coming to Portland. 2025-2026 season. I didn't even know this was a thing, but I'm interested in it. Rolling into Portland. Blockbuster weekend at the Oregon Convention Center. The Los Angeles Spinners, the Carolina Gold Rush, the Chicago Wind, and the Portland Paddlers, who are coming off a dramatic week one victory, will be playing. It's high stakes in the West Division. Here to talk about it, one of the Portland Paddlers himself, Nikhil Kumar, joining us, former Olympian in the 2020 Olympics for the United States, Team USA, joining us now. I have to know, like, how long has this thing been going on? Because this is the first I've heard about it.
Yeah, so this league, we're actually in our third season. The third season just started about a month ago. Yeah, and it's been growing, especially in terms of from my perspective as like a player and competing at the highest levels and stuff, and seeing many international players and how the level of play has increased exponentially, honestly, in the last three seasons. It's been insane. So from that point of view, it's grown tremendously in terms of just the level of play. So I mean, Portland is one of the biggest cities we've had in terms of having audience members really getting involved and really supporting the players and having a number of people coming to show up.
Smooth, sharp, mentally unshakable. That's what your bio says on the Major League Table Tennis bio. Tell us about this event for people who've never seen it before. What can they expect to see?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be very exciting. I think, first of all, you're going to see a lot of emotions on the court. You're going to see something I think many people haven't really seen before in professional table tennis, more say. I think most people who have never seen table tennis know about it more as from like a recreational point of view, or those that play in the basement and have fun with family and friends. But these will be many international and players representing the U.S. as well coming together representing. This weekend we'll have four different teams there. And the home team, Portland, which I represent, will be there as well, where we'll have many professional table tennis players. You'll see people flying around the court, yelling and having a lot of emotion. It'll be very exciting.
Nikhil, you know, how did you get started? Who taught you, who put a paddle in your hand?
Yeah, so I'm from the Bay Area in California, actually, originally. And table tennis is actually quite huge there, where we have actually quite a few different big facilities in the area. The one where I first had started was at a club called India Community Center, which is still there in the Bay. And I currently represent a different club at the moment called 888 Table Tennis Center, where we've got massive facilities with 20 to 30 tables with many international players flying in to train and practice there as well. And now 888 also is the national training center and also the Olympic training center for the U.S. at the moment.
You grew up in San Jose. What high school did you go to?
I went to Valley Christian High School.
Okay, I know it. I know it. I'm a South Bay kid myself in South Bay areas. But so you go to the 2020 Olympics. When you start playing as a kid, do you think, oh, I could be in the Olympics someday? Or when does that pop into your mind?
I mean, yeah, I think when I started at the age of 5, 6 years old, and it was kind of, I definitely don't think it was a thought just then, but I mean, it was always a huge thing to dream about and hope, you know, one day, and you know, once every 4 years when you get to see the Olympics happen on television, it's always a dream to be able to be representing the U.S. on the biggest stage in the world. And I think closer to around 2018-19 when I started competing a lot, 2018-19 was when I first began representing the U.S. at the men's national team level. Mm. And I think that kind of put things into perspective for me, realizing that being one of the top players in the country would allow me to become, to have the chance to be an Olympian and represent the U.S. at the Olympics. And I think from that moment onwards, it became more from, changed from kind of being a dream to more of a goal for me, which I was fortunate to have accomplished in 2020.
The event that is going on at the Oregon Convention Center obviously will bring a variety of skill levels, but it is the kind of event I think that, you know, if young people see it, they're going to go, hey, wait, can I do this? Like, is this a sport? I can go and chase my dream and do this thing. But I think for other people, highly entertaining. And I have seen Olympic table tennis. I was in Beijing in 2008 and went and watched because I was just curious. Because you go through Beijing, what happens? You know, you see parks and they're not playing pickup basketball or chess. They're playing ping pong in the park.
Of course, yeah, definitely. No, yeah, I think one of the biggest things for us as well with this, we want to showcase and promote as well, is like first, as you mentioned, you know, how we can also be inspiring to many other young kids who see the game and want to join and play table tennis. And then as well, just for people who don't know much about professional table tennis, and even those who have seen it, you know, on YouTube or on live TV, but seeing it live in person is a completely different game. And I think being that up close to all the competition and the emotions and the skill set that we showcase, it'll be very exciting.
All right. Look, coming up this weekend, obviously, you know, you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Do you recommend people mm-hmm. go on Friday or all 3 days, or how do they do that?
I mean, I would really love if everyone in Portland can come all 3 days. I mean, the Portland team, if I remember correctly, on Friday we're playing around 7 p.m., Saturday as well around 7 p.m., and Sunday around 2 p.m. And if we can get as much support out there, I think the Portland team will be able to make a great showcase, a great result this weekend, hopefully coming out winning all three matches this weekend. But I mean, of course, I understand people have their own schedules and everything, but as many matches as you guys can come for, that would be very much appreciated.
All right, good stuff. For people who want to get out there, Nikhil Kumar and the Portland Paddles will be competing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Oregon Convention Center. Nikhil, thanks for your time. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you for having me.
Was he smooth, sharp, and mentally unshakable? This is a guy who captured back-to-back United States national titles in 2022 and 2023, and was on a gold medal winning team at the Pan American Games in 2019 and competed in the 2020 Olympics. Nikhil Kumar and his teammates will be at the Oregon Convention Center Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if you want to check that out. Kind of cool, kind of interesting. And by the way, for people who want to check it out, you can go to MLTT.com. That's MLTT, Major League Team Tennis.com. And you can see all the events and you can get tickets there. But they've created these divisions and table tennis rolling into the Pacific Northwest, blockbuster weekend. My father-in-law, big table tennis player, he obviously lived in Taiwan, and I know when I was in Beijing for the Olympics in 2008, blew me away. Like, you know, you're used to going to like major cities, you go into the park and there'll be people that are playing chess. Of course you get sports or people doing, you know, different activities in the park, playing basketball, playing frisbee, whatever. You go to a park in Beijing and maybe it makes total sense. Maybe it's just intuitive, but you go to a park in Beijing, they literally are playing table tennis, like pickup table tennis all over the place. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I went and I covered those Olympics in Beijing in 2008. And I got to tell you, like, you know, all the rage track and field, all the rage swimming and diving and gymnastics, of course, those tickets are hot tickets. But it was a hot ticket to go to table tennis in Beijing and see, you know, sort of the United States and Japan and China and all the great countries in table tennis sort of duke it out on the court, on the table. However you say it. Going on this weekend, Oregon Convention Center. Good stuff from our guest there. Well, it's been a great radio show. We had Bruce Barnum on the program. Talked a lot, obviously, about college football. And, you know, and I did talk about aging people and how I worry in today's sports world. And maybe it's a good segue. We're talking about table tennis. It's, you know, it's an affordable activity. People can get out and see it. But I worry a little bit about the cost of attending a live sports event for fans. Pricing out a lot of people, pricing out older people on fixed incomes, pricing out families who are trying to bring two or three kids to a stadium, to a sporting event. It's not cheap. In addition to the time commitment or the possible travel, there's just a element to it that is expensive. And so I'm left thinking about that, and I'm left thinking about television. You know, we go to give the TV listings for the football games or the, you know, the NFL games or the college games every week or Major League Baseball games. It's like, hey, you have to have this streaming service or you have to have that streaming service or it's on Peacock or it's on Fox or it's on ESPN Plus or, and so you start to go, you know, you have to have YouTube to get the NFL game. Like you start to think about the costs that fans have and all the variety of subscriptions they have. And you start to go like, hey, how really accessible is this stuff to everybody? And I wrote about it today at johnconzano.com. I was on my way back from Harrisburg, you know, Pennsylvania, flying back to the western part of the United States, the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, I was looking at all the Duck fans who were lined up at the gate. And I was thinking, you know, all these people made this game, you know, important in addition to the people at home who tuned in or listened on the radio. And, you know, it's your connection to community. But there was an 80-year-old fan that was like, in my vicinity, and I started talking to her a little bit, and she said, oh man, what a game, you know, and I talked to her a couple times as we connected flights in Chicago and whatnot, and it struck me that this stuff's important to fans, and it's important to seniors who are often isolated for a variety of reasons. You know, they lose loved ones, they lose mobility, they have health problems, they become less mobile themselves, and, you know, it's very easy to get isolated, particularly if you're somebody in your 60s, 70s, or 80s, and see fewer games. And so, and don't feel, and not feel connected. And so, you know, I do a donation subscription thing at johnconzano.com that's been wildly successful. A lot of readers will donate subscriptions for seniors who are on fixed budgets, and those seniors don't pay. They get a subscription and they get to read and they get to feel like they're part of community and stay connected to something in some small way. And I've got a lady named Elizabeth Smith, who lives out in the Dalles, and she's in a retirement home and assisted living home, and her husband Walt died last year, and it's been tough. And, you know, she sent me a note, handwritten note, saying, hey, I don't know if I can afford this anymore. And I'm like, hey, the other readers got you. Like, you have a lifetime subscription. Don't worry about it. She's 93 years old. And she tells me she prints out my column every day and she reads it to the other people who are living in that assisted living home. It means a lot to me. But really, what she's doing is she's created a little mini community and she's connecting with the larger community. And I think that's really cool. All right. The Bald-Faced Truth is not here for a long time, just a good time. I hope you have a great night. We are back tomorrow. Trent Bray on the program tomorrow, Oregon State coach, among others. Have a great night, everybody.